today, are the mortgage lending taps about to open? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The Federal Court has dismissed ASIC's responsible lending case against Westpac and ordered the regulator to pay the bank's costs. As the ABC reported, ASIC had alleged that Westpac breached responsible lending laws on up to 262,000 home loan approvals, made using an automated process that relied on the Household Expenditure Measure Benchmark, the HEM, rather than using each applicant's individually assessed living costs. In September last year, Westpac agreed to pay a $35 million settlement to ASIC and to admit that it breached responsible lending laws. However, in November, Justice Nye Perrin sensationally rejected the settlement, finding that it was ambiguous and that the parties did not actually agree on what the responsible lending laws required and, therefore, how many loans were in breach and what the penalty should be. Today, Justice Perrin dismissed ASIC's case against the bank, awarding costs against the regulator and leaving it negotiating with Westpac over the legal bill in reaching the failed settlement. In the rejected settlement, Westpac had admitted its automated loan approval system used the household expenditure measure, a relatively low estimate of basic living expenses to calculate potential borrowers' living costs. The bank used the HEM instead of actually evaluating the customer's declared living expenses and admitted this practice breached the National Consumer Credit Protection Act in certain circumstances. However, there was an irreconcilable difference of opinion between ASIC and Westpac over when use of the HEM breached the law. Out of 261,987 loans approved using the HEM benchmark, 211,937 involved customers declaring expenses that were lower than the HEM, that is, below the typical household spending on basic goods and services, and in the bottom 25% of household spending on less essential items. In these cases, use of the HEM actually reduced the amount of money the customer could borrow compared to what they had declared. In the roughly 50,000 cases where declared living expenses were higher than the HEM, use of the benchmark increased the loan amount the customer could receive. However, in about 45,000 of those cases, both ASIC and Westpac agreed that the use of the customer's actual expenses rather than the HEM would have had no impact on whether they were deemed suitable for the loan. So that left 5,041 loans approved using the HEM that may not have been if actual declared expenses were used. They would have been referred to manual credit assessment instead. This meant some of those customers might have been approved for the home loans they potentially could not afford to repay without financial hardship. In rejecting the settlement, Justice Perrin said that neither party could explain what would have happened after that manual loan assessment process, whether any of these 5,041 loans were actually unsuitable, and whether any significant harm had been done to any or all of those customers. So the question now is, will the banks revert to their previous practice of doing little to validate household spending patterns as part of the mortgage assessment process? Some are already saying, by now, with renewed vigour. The Royal Commission revealed last year that some lenders ignored household expense data, favouring the automated HEM decisioning. But on the basis of the finding, they are now in the clear. Banks, of course, need mortgage lending to grow, to enable their profits to rise. And in recent times, that has been a problem. New lending momentum has been pretty slow. HEM standards were tightened in July, meaning that the minimum spending benchmarks were lifted, especially for households on high incomes. Some banks have been asking for painful detail and history in lieu of using HEM. And this has slowed lending decisioning. But around half of loans are still being approved by HEM. We also need to link this with the APRA loosening of the interest rate hurdle, which gives lenders flexibility on the decisioning within limits. ASIC is currently taking evidence from the industry on potential changes to responsible lending and has said that we should expect some revisions by year's end. Plus, they have previously stated that even if they lost the Westpac case, they would still insist that while HEM is a useful tool, it is not necessary and sufficient to meet their requirements. The trouble is the original ASIC guidelines were vague and the not unsuitable formulation left significant ambiguity. This needs to be changed. The way through this is to use debt-to-income ratio, something which has been in place in the UK and New Zealand for some time, as we know the risks of loss are greater when debt-to-income ratios are higher. But then the question will become, how prescriptive should the regulators be? And of course, in the current weak economic environment, there will be an attempt to push lending harder. So my expectation is there will be some loosening of underwriting standards, which is bad, while the banks can assume class actions relating to responsible lending will be unlikely to proceed. I expect households will be required to certify the accuracy of their expenses, but the banks, once they have that protection, will be willing to lend within the HEM framework. So the bottom line is, yes, I expect more credit to be offered, but the question is, will households lap it up, leading to rises in prices as credit growth and home price growth are linked, or will the weak wages growth, high cost of living, and home price momentum or lack of it reduce demand? Banks have consistently said that they are not rationing credit. The finance and real estate sector will be spinning hard to try and entice people into the market. Just remember, we have the biggest debt bomb ticking away. But the banks are also now on notice. Amid the court proceedings with ASIC, Westpac updated its group credit policies to enhance the way it captures customer living expenses, commitments, and to verify documentation. A Westpac spokesperson said, "We recognise sometimes it can be difficult for customers to provide a complete picture of their expenses, and the enhancement of our expense categories mean our staff and brokers have the opportunity to prompt customers to remind them about particular expenses that they may have forgotten." But the bottom line is that ASIC once again has failed to do its job, and households have loans they should never have got. This is one reason why our mortgage stress measures continue to worsen as the economy slows. And before I go, just a quick thank you. We reached 25,000 subscribers on YouTube yesterday. I really appreciate your ongoing support and engagement with the channel. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.